T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
A Cook County judge says he will likely rule next week on a lawsuit that aims to block taxpayer funds from being used for the massive Lincoln Yards development. WBBM political editor Craig Delamore reports from City Hall.
Kenny Biggs with the group Raise Your Hand says the lawsuit filed for her group and others argues that tax increment financing is meant mostly for blighted areas and Lincoln Yards on the north side is not that and should not be given a $1.3 billion subsidy.
The truth is that Lincoln Yards did not qualify for TIF funding at the time that it was passed. This should be a huge scandal, but in Chicago, it's just business as usual.
The city law department has moved to dismiss the lawsuit, arguing that the groups suing don't have legal standing to bring the case, and officials would not comment after the hearing. Judge Neil Cohen questioned both sides closely before promising a written ruling. At City Hall, Craig Delamore, News Radio 105.9 FM.
The first ever Chicago meal pack of 9/11 kicked off at Union Station this morning.
Rows and rows of volunteers spent the day packing up oatmeal and other non-perishables to be shipped off to the Greater Chicago Food Depository.
Each station will have about 10 to 12 volunteers. Everyone's in charge of scooping a different ingredient into the bag. The bag moves down the line, gets sealed at the end, put into a box, and it gets shipped off to the Greater Chicago Food Depository.
Ryan Walls with 9/11 Day says Chicago joined 6 other cities and 12,000 volunteers as part of National Day of Service.
There's a lot of people here today, and it's really fun.
Lauren Enhello is a volunteer from UIC.
Yeah, I was thinking I'm going to come back next year. Yeah, I like it.
The goal this year is to pack 3 million meals across the country.
3, 2, 1, let's pack those meals.
Lisa Fielding, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Metro riders, this is for you. For the second year in a row, you are not going to face a fare hike. The agency says it's been able to keep its operating expenses in check and will not need to raise fares to cover higher operating costs. It also says, thanks to funding from Springfield, it won't need to raise fares for capital needs. The Naperville City Council's taken action to make sure a park-and-ride commuter lot does not become a dumping ground.
The park-and-ride lot at 91st and Wolf's Crossing Road is intended to be used for people planning to take a Metro train from the Route 59 station. There's a Pace Express bus from there to the station. But according to the Naperville News Sun, the lot has become a place where some people have abandoned vehicles or left vehicles for days on end with for sale signs in the window. Now the Naperville City Council has voted to bring those practices to an end. Once signs go up, no one will be allowed to park in the lot between 2 and 5 in the morning. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
The CEO and founder of the Safe Haven Baby Boxes is touting the recent addition of a Safe Haven Baby Box installed at Franciscan Health Hospital in Hammond. It was just 30 days ago, and a newborn was placed in the box last Friday. Monica Kelsey announced the surrender in a video posted to the nonprofit's website.
On Friday, September 6th, we had a surrender, a legal surrender, in Franciscan Health of Hammond's Hospital Baby Box. That one went live on August 7th, and we got a baby on September 6th.
Today, the Indiana Department of Child Services announced it is looking for an adoptive family for the newborn.
Chicago police are asking for witnesses or anyone with security cameras to come forward as they search for whoever shot and critically wounded a 15-year-old boy in the South Chicago neighborhood this morning. WBBM's Steve Miller just back from the neighborhood. He's live at the anchor desk.
Keith, police were called to 90th and Brandon just after 8:30 in the morning. 4th District Police Captain Terry McMahon says the shot spotter system had detected gunfire.
Our victim turned out to be a 15-year-old child. And anytime we have violence within our city streets, it's horrific. I said the Chicago Police Department is in tune at keeping our children safe on the streets. So this one hits personally hard. in the 4th District.
A woman who lives just several yards away from where the boy was shot, Eleanor Rodriguez, says she heard shots, then saw two people, one tall, one short, running away. And then she went to see about the boy.
I just, you know, went and see if I, you know, I could do anything. What could I do? I couldn't do anything. I couldn't move him or anything.
Did he say anything to
you? No, he just said, I can't breathe.
Police say the boy was shot multiple times. Steve Miller, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Meantime, Chicago police say their investigation of a suspicious package in Logan Square turned into a drug investigation. The bomb squad responded just after 10:30 this morning to the area around Fullerton and Central Park Avenues because of something found in a mailbox. Police say their check of the package revealed it was narcotics-related. Officers arrested one person. Streets in the area have now been reopened.
Executives at Metro say the agency will not raise fares or cut service on any of its commuter rail lines next year.
Spokesman Michael Gillis says about $21 million in cost-cutting allowed Metra to hold the line on fares and maintain current levels of service next year.
We do expect our overall budget to go up by about $5 million next year. We had whittled that down from about $26 million.
Gillis says an expected $5 million increase in sales tax revenue going to Metra should make up the difference. Gillis also says increases in state funding mean Metra won't have to raise fares to pay for needed improvements, including bridges, new passenger cars and locomotives, and station upgrades. Jim Gotis, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
On this 9/11, Chicago firefighters paid respect to their New York counterparts this morning during a ceremony commemorating the terror attacks.
Firefighters stood in formation outside Engine 42 in the River North neighborhood, an enormous American flag blowing in the breeze overhead, hanging between two tower ladder trucks.
On this day, our nation was attacked.
A bell was rung signaling 555, the signal for end of watch. Mayor Lori Lightfoot stood with the firefighters.
It is a day that really transformed our lives in this country. It's important that we never forget. It's important that we give respect to our first responders and the people whose lives were lost, and also the victims whose lives are still being shaped by the events of that morning.
The mayor said young people who are too young to remember need to understand the magnitude of that day. In the River North neighborhood, Mike Krauser, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen to WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and, of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM. WBBM.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.